The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is a day of abstinence from meat. And our saint today is Saint Barbatus of Benevento. He was born in Italy about 612, ordained in Marcona, sent to Benevento. Barbatus evangelized and converted many. When the city was put under siege in 663, Barbatus predicted that the assault would end. When peace came, he was named Bishop of Benevento. He attended the Council of Constantinople in 680. St. Barbatus died in Benevento in 682. St. Barbatus, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
What is truth? Thomas Aquinas, as is well known, defined truth as the adequation of the intellect to reality. The perception of the truth is a process which brings man into conformity with being. It is a becoming one of the I and the world. It is consonance. It is being gifted and purified. To the extent that men allow themselves to be guided and cleansed by the truth, they find the way not only to their true selves, but also to the human you. Truth, in fact, is the medium in which men make contact, whereas it is the absence of truth which closes them off from one another. Accordingly, movement toward the truth implies temperance. If the truth purifies man from egotism and from the illusion of absolute autonomy, if it makes him obedient and gives him the courage to be humble, it thereby also teaches him to see through producibility as a parody of freedom and to unmask undisciplined chatter as a parody of dialogue. It is victorious over the tendency to mistake the absence of all ties for freedom. Thus, the truth is fruitful precisely by being loved for its own sake.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio on the Friday after Ash Wednesday, February 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. May we allow ourselves to be reconciled in order to live as beloved children, as forgiven and healed sinners, as wayfarers with Him at our side. We begin this day of prayer as we join the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, On the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Our fathers have told us of the Lord's power. They have recounted for us his marvelous deeds.
Give heed, my people, to my teachings. Turn your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and reveal hidden lessons of the past.
The things we have heard and understood, the things our fathers have told us, these we will not hide from their children, but will tell them to the next generation. The glories of the Lord and his might, the marvelous deeds he has done, the witness he gave to Jacob, the law he established in Israel.
He gave a command to our fathers to make it known to their children, that the next generation might know it, the children yet to be born.
They too should arise and tell their sons, that they too should set their hope in God and never forget God's deeds, but keep every one of his commands, so that they might not be like their fathers, a defiant and rebellious race, a race whose heart was fickle, whose spirit was unfaithful to God.
The sons of Ephraim, armed with a bow, turned back in the day of battle. They failed to keep God's covenant and would not walk according to his law.
They forgot the things he had done, the marvelous deeds he had shown them. He did wonders in the sight of their fathers, in Egypt, in the plains of Zoan.
He divided the sea and led them through, and made the waters stand up like a wall. By day, he led them with a cloud. By night, with a light of fire.
He split the rocks in the desert. He gave them plentiful drink as from the deep. He made streams flow out from the rock and made waters run down like rivers.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our fathers have told us of the Lord's power. They have recounted for us his marvelous deeds.
The children of Israel ate the manna and drank from the spiritual rock which followed after them.
Yet still they sinned against him. They defied the Most High in the desert. In their heart they put God to the test by demanding the food they craved.
They even spoke against God. They said, "Is it possible for God to prepare a table in the desert?"
It was he who struck the rock. Water flowed and swept down in the torments. But can he also give us bread? Can he provide meat for his people?
When he heard this, the Lord was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel for having no faith in God, for refusing to trust in his help.
Yet he commanded the clouds above and opened the gates of heaven. He rained down manna for their food and gave them bread from heaven.
Mere men ate the bread of angels. He sent them an abundance of food. He made the east wind blow from heaven and roused the south wind by his might.
He rained food on them like dust, winged fowl like the sands of the sea. He let it all fall in the midst of their camp and all around their tents.
So they ate and had their fill, for he gave them all they craved. But before they had sated their craving, while the food was still in their mouths, God's anger rose against them. He slew the strongest among them, struck down the flower of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The children of Israel ate the manna and drank from the spiritual rock which followed after them.
They remembered that God was their helper and redeemer.
Despite
this, they went on sinning. They had no faith in his wonders. So he ended their days like a breath, and their years in a sudden ruin.
When he slew them, then they would seek him, return and seek him in earnest. They would remember that God was their rock, God the Most High, their Redeemer.
But the words they spoke were mere flattery. They lied to him with their lips, for their hearts were not truly with him. They were not faithful to his covenant.
Yet he who is full of compassion forgave their sin and spared them. So often he held back his anger when he might have stirred up his rage.
He remembered they were only men, a breath that passes never to return.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, Shepherd of your Church, in order to strengthen our faith and to lead us to the kingdom, you renewed and far surpassed the marvels of the old law. Through the uncertainties of this earthly journey, lead us home to the everlasting pastures.
They remembered that God was their helper and redeemer.
Turn back to the Lord your God.
He is kind and merciful.
A reading from the book of Exodus. A certain man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, who conceived and bore a son. Seeing that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, She took a papyrus basket, daubed it with bitumen and pitch, and putting the child in it, placed it among the reeds on the river bank. His sister stationed herself at a distance to find out what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, while her maids walked along the river bank. Noticing the basket among the reeds, she sent her handmaid to fetch it. On opening it, she looked, and lo, there was a baby boy, crying. She was moved with pity for him and said, "It is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" "Yes, do so," she answered. So the maiden went and called the child's own mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will repay you." The woman therefore took the child and nursed it. When the child grew, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son, and called him Moses. For she said, "I drew him out of the water." On one occasion, after Moses had grown up, when he visited his kinsmen and witnessed their forced labor, he saw an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his own kinsmen. Looking about and seeing no one, he slew the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. The next day he went out again, and now two Hebrews were fighting. So he asked the culprit, "Why are you striking your fellow Hebrew?" But he replied, "Who has appointed you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses became afraid and thought, "This affair must certainly be known." Pharaoh, too, heard of the affair and sought to put him to death. But Moses fled from him and stayed in the land of Midian. As he was seated there by a well, seven daughters of a priest of Midian came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flock. But some shepherds came and drove them away. Then Moses got up and defended them and watered their flock. When they returned to their father Reuel, he said to them, "How is it that you have returned so soon today?" They answered, "An Egyptian saved us from the interference of the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock." "Where is the man?" he asked his daughters. "Why did you leave him there? Invite him to have something to eat." Moses agreed to live with him, and the man gave him his daughters.
Save us, O Lord, carry us back. Rouse your power and come. Rescue your people, show us your face. Bring us back.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. Return and we shall be saved. Arise, O Lord, hear our cries, O Lord, bring us back.
Save us, O Lord, carry us back. Rouse your power and come. Rescue your people, show us your face. Bring us back.
How long will you hide from your people? We long to see your face. Give ear to us, draw near to us, Lord God of hosts.
Save us, O Lord, carry us back. Rouse your power and come. Rescue your people, show us your face. Bring us back.
Turn again, care for your vine. Protect what your right hand has planted. Your vineyards are trampled, uprooted, and burned. Come to us, Father of mine.
Save us, O Lord, carry us back. All is your power and might. Rescue your people, show us your face. Bring us back.
Good song for Lent from the St. Louis Jesuits, Save Us, O Lord. 26 before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Friday, February 19th, 2021, the Friday after Ash Wednesday. And in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells us that there's a time for feasting and a time for fasting. From the ninth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the disciples of John came to him.
Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?
Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, besides being a time to turn away from sin, to begin again, Lent is also a time when we are particularly called to penance. And that isn't nearly as gloomy as you might think. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The Gospel of today's Mass tells how the disciples of John the Baptist asked Jesus, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Fasting was then and always will be one more sign of the spirit of penance that God asks of man. In the Old Testament, we can find gradually developing, with ever-increasing richness, the religious sense of penance as a personal religious act which has as its end love for and abandonment in God. When it is accompanied by prayer, it can be used to manifest humility before God. The man who fasts turns towards God in an attitude of total dependence and abandonment. In Holy Scripture, we see how fasting and other works of penance were performed before the commencement of any difficult task. To implore forgiveness for sin, to obtain the cessation of a calamity, to gain the grace needed for the fulfillment of a mission, to prepare oneself to come face to face with God. John the Baptist, who well knew the fruits of fasting, taught his disciples the importance and need of practicing this penance. He coincided in this with the Pharisees, who were pious and loved the law, so that John's followers were surprised when Jesus had not instilled it in his own disciples. But our Lord came to the defense of his own. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The bridegroom, according to the prophets, is God himself who manifests his love for men. Here Christ declares his divinity once again and calls his disciples the friends of the bridegroom, his own friends. They are with him, and they do not need to fast. Nevertheless, when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast. When Jesus is no longer visibly present, they will have need of mortification if they are to see him with the eyes of their soul. The whole penitential meaning of the Old Testament was no more than a shadow of what was to come. Penance, a requisite of interior life confirmed as such by the religious experience of mankind and the object of a special precept of divine revelation, takes on new dimensions infinitely more vast and profound in Christ and in the Church. In early times, the Church preserved penitential practices in the spirit laid down by Jesus. The Acts of the Apostles mentioned celebrations of the cult accompanied by fasting. Throughout his overflowing apostolic work, St. Paul is not satisfied with merely suffering hunger and thirst when circumstances so demanded, but repeatedly added the practice of deliberate fasting. And the Church, as always, remains faithful to this penitential exercise, determining at each season the days when the faithful must fast, and recommending this pious practice along with opportune advice concerning it in spiritual direction. Fasting, however, is only one form of penance. There are other forms of corporal mortification that make our conversion and our union with God easier. We can ask ourselves today how we live this spirit of penance that our Mother the Church wants us to live throughout our lives, but in a special way during the liturgical season of Lent, in which we now find ourselves. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 21 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for the Friday after Ash Wednesday, February 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's join the whole church in prayer. Now we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit.
Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit.
Rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord.
Rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord.
Let all men speak of the Lord's majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem, holy city, he scourged you for the work of your hands, but will again pity the children of the righteous.
Praise the Lord for his goodness, and bless the King of the ages, so that his tent may be rebuilt in you with joy.
May he gladden within you all who were captives. All who were ravaged, may he cherish within you for all generations to come.
A bright light will shine to all parts of the earth. Many nations shall come to you from afar, and the inhabitants of all the limits of the earth, drawn to you by the name of the Lord God, bearing in their hands their gifts for the King of heaven.
Every generation shall give joyful praise in you, and shall call you the chosen one, through all ages, forever.
Go, then, rejoice over the children of the righteous, who shall all be gathered together, and shall bless the Lord of the ages.
Happy are those who love you, and happy those who rejoice in your prosperity.
Happy are all the men who shall grieve over you, over all your chastisements. For they shall rejoice in you as they behold all your joy forever.
My spirit blesses the Lord, the great King.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord.
Zion, praise your God, who sent his word to renew the earth.
Zion, praise your God, who sent his word to renew the earth.
O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow, white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace now to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth.
Zion, praise your God, who sent his word to renew the earth.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Through his suffering, my servants shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore, I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the mighty. Because he surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. When you meet those who are in need of clothing, do not turn away from them, for they are your brothers. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. And your good deeds shall go before you.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you meet those who are in need of clothing, do not turn away from them, for they are your brothers. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your good deeds shall go before you. Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so entered into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us. You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us. You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us. On the cross you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins. Lord, have mercy on us.
To these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a day of abstinence from meat, and if you don't eat meat anyway, find something else to give up today. Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.